The film which you are about to see is an account of the tragedy which befell a group of five youths, in particular Sally Hardesty and her invalid brother Franklin. It is all the more tragic in that they were young. But had they lived very, very long lives, they could not have expected, nor would they have wished to see as much of the mad and macabre as they were to see that day. For them, an idyllic summer afternoon drive became a nightmare. The events of that day were to lead to the discovery of one of the most bizarre crimes in the annals of American history, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Infected with the Ebola virus, I'm a carrier threat, with Oppenheimer's atom bomb strapped to my chest. Turning myself into a marionette, on copper wire by attaching the stems to the back of my head. Set up camp in the heart of the crossfire, slash my own neck and bark at a Rottweiler. I'm that hideous troll who lives in a moat, my infrared scope burns cigarette holes into your throat. Decaying human teeth all but my crown, if I lose a bet I'll shoot a gift horse in the mouth. I extracted my own cerebral potion with viper fangs at a science lab and cryogenically frozen. Sprinting 40 laps of the Kokoda, walking track and airing out my dirty linen in a public laundromat. So if I said that you're whack, it's an evident fact. Remove the monster energy hat, your cipher better be over. Consumed by evil forces, breaching borders, leaving corpses in some bleeding portions. Heave them onto demons' horses, heathen walking on a fire stone. If you're arriving home to a dial tone, be
you're told that the Reaper's calling.
With each performance and deep recording, my speech distorts to a legion's chorus of beef. And horns, I'm a Stephen Hawking, speak with a forked tongue. Fucking hungrier than Ethan Hawke's partner during a reading disorder. Now the court is in session, forcing confessions, calling attendance. So don't cross the line like border protection. Cook a police, put a me under the sting like a scorpion's rectum where I'm absorbing the venom. Horseman's Avengers, pale horns, your torso contorting and stretching, forming an awkward position. Fall at the sword of the temptress, sore in the chest. I'm sore in your flesh from your corpse or you're dead. While the hordes of aggressors gnaw your intestines. King of the crown, I'm sitting you down like talk with your parents, you balk under pressure. There's PhDs and 3 degrees on the wall of my bedroom. You know, more than a freshman, a pawn in my chest set. The mathematician doing magic tricks with Satan's cards. At Earth Cataclysm, sacrificial lambs escape my yard. Through the holes in the fences, I'm catching pigeons with a razor barb. I drained a pulp from the essence of my soul as repentance. Placking pistols with ammunition, obsessive rider. Attacking visions of Catholic missions, my temper's rising. At the back of stage, I decapitate the entire cast of your cabaret. Cursing heaven's highest. Acid rain on your parade during dress rehearsal. End up a character played by Patrick Swayze. You'll never be sighted. My rotting carcass an aberration. Hang myself in front of Scotland Yard as an act of faith. I'm known for my wisdom. Flesh holes from the pistol wound seal over in an instant. It's not even an alias. I'm the atheist, Satanist, paganist taken by angels of Gabriel. Honestly, I never thought that after just 3 years of press and record I'd be here on the pecking order. A better author than Geoffrey Chaucer, the necromancer. Right as I slice with a surgeon steady hand, I'm removing ears with my callous audio. Jack Kevorkian told me I need a sanatorium, impaling matadors on my mangled horns. Mad sorcerer, recording manslaughter on my camcorder. Disrupt the natural order, slice your wrist with a charm bracelet to open up Pandora. Spin a sandstorm through your prayer quarters. The tower top condor, prepare for the onslaught.